In the congressional debate over reforming the National Security Agency's dragnet surveillance of Americans' phone communications, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's political miscalculations allowed three controversial provisions under Section 215 of the USA Patriot Act to expire on June 1st. However, the law was reinstated the next day when the Senate passed the USA Freedom Act, which the House had approved earlier. President Obama, who supported the bill, signed the USA Freedom Act into law that same day. When the Freedom Act becomes effective in 6 months, the law mandates that telecommunications companies, not the government, will store phone metadata. The legislation also demands increased transparency from the Secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, which has been criticized as a rubber stamp in approving government access to personal phone data. Under the new law, FISA court judges will be allowed to, but not required, to appoint a friend of the court to argue on behalf of privacy concerns. Demands for reform of the NSA's bulk collection of Americans' communications were bolstered by a May 7th ruling from the Second U.S. Court of Appeals in Manhattan, which found that the program was illegal. Your reporter spoke with Sue Udry, executive director of the Defending Dissent Foundation and acting director of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. Here she assesses the strengths and weaknesses of the recently congressionally passed USA Freedom Act and the reform she says are still necessary to rein in the NSA's still secret surveillance programs.
So the USA Freedom Act said that no longer will the NSA be able to just get every single phone record from Verizon. It's going to have to actually narrow it down a bit and just ask Verizon about certain records that they say have to do with a terror investigation. So it means the records will be, your phone records will be kept with the phone company, which is where they ordinarily are kept, and that the NSA has to identify some reason why they want to get a particular set of records. It is a bit of a restriction. It's not nearly as strong as we want, but there were a lot of other things that advocates were speaking in order to reform not just the NSA's bulk collection, but also the way the FISA court operates and a few other transparency issues.
So given the fact that many civil liberties activists around the country are dissatisfied with what the USA Freedom Act did not feature in the legislation, what is the reform agenda now? What are some of the things that you and your organization and allies will be focused on? I've been reading about Section 702 of the FISA Amendment Act and something called Executive Order 12333.
Right. There are so many different authorities that the intelligence agencies are using to circumvent the Fourth Amendment that we need to look at those two in particular. Section 702 of the FISA Amendments Act is really the NSA is allowed to and supposed to go look around the world outside of U.S. borders and see if there are any threats. And what they do, what they're doing is scooping up all sorts of internet communications. And they're allowed to do that. Our Constitution doesn't protect people outside of our borders. But in the process of scooping up all these communications and data on the internet, the NSA is, quote, inadvertently also scooping up the communications and data of U.S. persons. And right now, U.S. intelligence agencies and law enforcement are allowed to query all the data that the NSA collects and get information about U.S. persons. And so what the civil liberties community writ large wants to do is close that back door. It's called the back door because it's kind of a backdoor way for law enforcement to get at data that they don't have a legal right to see. So that's a really big one. You know, actually, what's top on our agenda is to even understand what are all the mass surveillance programs or all the surveillance programs that don't conform to the Fourth Amendment that U.S. intelligence and law enforcement agencies are using. We don't even know, and we keep getting trickles of information coming out. So what we're demanding is a new church committee, that Congress actually stop and take an audit, really, of all the surveillance programs that are going on inside the country so that they can get a handle on what effect this is having on our privacy and our civil liberties.
Sue Udry, Not all that long ago, just before the key portions of the USA Patriot Act were about to expire, the Second Circuit Federal Court ruled that Section 215 in the surveillance we've been talking about was unauthorized, illegal. They did not rule it was unconstitutional, but I think that led many in Congress and around the country to really think hard about the revelations that Edward Snowden made and why he made them. Do you feel the process we've seen unfold, both in terms of public debate and laws passed in Congress, including this USA Freedom Act, is a vindication of Edward Snowden and his decision to release this heretofore secret material?
Well, absolutely. Without Edward Snowden, we would not have had this debate. Section 215 of the USA Patriot Act has sunset every 2 years since it was first passed. And so Congress has had to reauthorize it 7 times already. And every time that they go to reauthorize it, you know, civil liberties groups say, no, we don't know what's going on with this. It's way too broad. You can't reauthorize it. But they go ahead and reauthorize it anyway. And so after the Snowden revelations, well, we knew what we could point to evidence that the law was being abused. And people from across the political spectrum, across the country, weighed in, and we had massive outpouring, especially in the last 2 weeks, of emails and phone calls and letters going into Congress demanding that Section 215 not be just reauthorized. And some groups were calling for USA Freedom as a first step toward reform, and other groups like ours were saying, no, let's just sunset 215 and let's not pass USA Freedom. But nonetheless, it was an actual debate, which hasn't really happened before. So, yes, a huge vindication of Snowden.
That was Sue Udry, Executive Director of the Defending Dissent Foundation and Acting Director of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. For more perspectives on reforming NSA surveillance programs, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.